Good afternoon from the Center for Strategic and International Studies on the Ground Forces Dialogue. I'd like to welcome Colonel Matt Lewis, Commander of the 1st Combat Aviation Brigade. Colonel Lewis's Aviation Brigade is currently covers southern Afghanistan, which includes the larger areas of Helmand and Kandahar, and they are currently stationed in Kandahar. They have about 6 weeks left on their current deployment. Matt, welcome. What are some of the challenges Army aviation is facing right now? What is currently lacking in your view?
An environment that's very hard to find the enemy. I mean, that's one of the challenges that we have. So it's not, you know, Army aviation is great, but it must work with the ground force. It has to work with those elements to help build a pattern of life so that we can establish the right criteria for the rules of engagement, and then when appropriate, use lethal fires to protect, to secure the population. So I think that right now we have all the parts that we need. We have all the tools we need. I think the training's fine. I don't have anything additional right now that I need added. I think it's just, you know, as we're in a transition era with the Afghan security forces. So it's interesting you kind of bring that question up. It's not necessarily anything I need. It's just a recognition of, as the environment changes, we have to adjust our tactics, adjust our procedures to adjust with that changing environment. So let me draw this to Afghanistan. So the Tactical Directive came out in about 2010, and it gave it was about 5 pages of guidance to commanders about preventing civilian casualties. And at the time in 2010, that made perfect sense. We were in a surge. We were pushing out into regions we had never been to before. It was an offensive type of maneuver, and strategic risk was found at inadvertently killing civilians in these areas. And so the Tactical Directive gave guidance to commanders to do their best to prevent that kind of stuff. We are now in 2014. The Afghan forces are in the lead, and now we're in the business of pulling back. And now where we have some challenges is with regard to fratricide.
Right.
And so you may or may not have remember there was an incident that just recently occurred with an Apache helicopter up in RC East.
Yep.
That engaged an A&A checkpoint that was there for 3 years.
Yep.
But it wasn't on anybody's map. It wasn't on the U.S. forces map that the pilots called to. It wasn't on the A&A brigade who owns the ground space that's there. And as they tried to clear fires, based on the intel that said there was going to be a Dishka, which is a heavy machine gun, on this hilltop, they just assumed it was enemy. All to get clearance, the ground forces said, yep, we don't have anybody there, and then engaged. And about 15 minutes into the engagement, they found out that indeed it was an A&A fighting position on top of the hill, and it had been there for 3 years. General Townsend actually made the comment that he built the place. You know, back when he was here before, he built that checkpoint for the A&A. And so those are challenges, I think, as we go through it and the environment changes with Army aviation, just making sure, you know, when we get the 911 call from an Afghan ground force, do we have the right skills embedded in those units, whatever that looks like, whether it's a SFAT team, a JCAC, somebody who's trained to help us direct fires that can, you know, direct our capabilities to where it's needed, and not hurt Afghan forces or others.
Colonel Lewis, I know you're very busy, and we really appreciate you speaking with us today.
No, I'm glad I had an opportunity to talk with you, Dave.